Now, I suggest that families have a regular family meeting once a week. You know why? Because most people psychologically organize their life on a weekly basis. It's once a week to have some kind of a family meeting where you can have a family council. People can counsel with each other. They can talk about any problems. They can report on stewardships. Now, I think the other thing is the one-on-one visit. So it's a family meeting and the one-on-one visit. It's the way people interact on a personal, interpersonal basis. That's what really does the deepest nurturance of the heart and of the soul. One-on-one dates, one-on-one visits, one-on-one activities just between two people. Sometimes it may be between, let's say, two parents and a child. But as soon as you bring a third person or other people, you've changed the dynamic. You'll find that if you don't have frequent one-on-ones, the dynamic in the family meetings will be altered significantly because the culture will not be there. Sometimes there's a lot of feelings that people have to express and get out. And if they try to get them out in the middle of a family meeting, they might say things that wound and offend other people. But if they can learn to handle it privately or on a one-on-one basis, then they kind of come renewed and regenerated for the family meeting.